live from Nugaloka. So, let's see. Okay, Chant Jai Radha Madhava. One second. Okay, I got 16 people here so far. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai. Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Gijai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Gijai, Premse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadabhasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindavanam Kijai Gaur Vrindananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. So, Omaganati Mirandasha Gananjana Shilakya Chakshura Minitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly saved me from the ocean of nescience while I was blind in the darkness of ignorance, and He has saved me with a transcendental knowledge. All glories to Prabhupada. So, we're going to continue with our study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and last night it was just too much nectar for all of us. So maybe we should forget about the nectar tonight and just read the news. Yeah, just read CNN or BBC reports or something like that. So, because it was just too much nectar last night. Or we'll just read the New York Times to you all. Or read the phone book, which is even more boring than that. So... I don't think we should have another dose of nectar. I think it's too much for you all. Anyway, so yeah, so we'll just forget about it. No, actually, we're going to continue with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if any of you feel an ecstasy, just there's a little reaction there. You can just like, if you look down at your reaction window, there's a crying face. And there's an O face, and there's a heart. So you can use one of those three reactions if you really are in ecstasy. Raja Leela already did the O one already. So, yeah, don't raise the hand, just go. Oh, you can raise your hand to speak. Don't do it yet. Wait till we start reading. And then you can, actually it's good to be interactive like that. If you really like what we're doing, then you can just press the heart like that. And if you don't like, how do I get rid of the heart? Oh my God. I think it goes away automatically. Yeah, it goes away automatically. That's good. That's good. Anyway, anytime you feel ecstasy, you can do one of those things. Either the tears coming from the eyes like torrents of rain, and or the O or the heart. Or if you really feel like celebrating, then you can do the celebration one, like this one right here, that you see on my screen. So that'll make it more interactive. Of course, when I'm reading, I probably won't see it anyway. Okay, so now we're going to continue. We're going to share the screen and continue. We're probably going to finish up this chapter, chapter 5, in the Adi Leela today. If not, we'll finish it tomorrow. Tomorrow, okay, maybe tomorrow. Okay, here we go. And I will start reading. And then I will have anybody who's raised their hand be able to start reading or continue with the reading after I do my reading. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Chodha Bhuvane Yanra Sabe Kare Jana Vaikunthari Pure Yanra Lila Guna Gana. Everyone in the 14 worlds meditates upon him and all the denizens of Vaikuntha sing of his qualities and pastimes. Yanra madurite kari lakshma akarshana rupa goshai kari achena se rupa varnana. The goddess of fortune is attracted by his sweetness, which Srila Rupa Goswami has described in this way. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhagavatamrita, has quoted from the Padma Purana where it is stated that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, after seeing the attractive features of Lord Krishna, was attracted to him, and to get the favor of Lord Krishna, she engaged herself in meditation. When asked by Krishna why she engaged in meditation with austerity, Lakshmi Devi answered, "I want to be one of your associates, like the gopis in Vrindavan." Hearing this, Lord Sri Krishna replied that it was quite impossible. Lakshmi Devi then said that she wanted to remain just like a golden lion on the chest of the Lord. The Lord granted the request, and since then, Lakshmi has always been situated on the chest of Lord Krishna as a golden lion. The austerity and meditation of Lakshmi Devi are also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 16th Chapter, Text 36, where the Nagapatnis, the wives of the serpent Kaliya, in the course of their prayers to Krishna, said that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, also wanted his association as a gopi and desired the dust of his lotus feet. There's actually an interesting story elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to Venkatabhata, who was the father of Gopalbhata Goswami, and this was in South India in a place called Srirangam, where everybody worships Lord Vishnu. So, Lord Chaitanya and Venkatabhata were having this very interesting, loving discussion. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Your Lakshmi performs so many austerities just to associate with Krishna. Doesn't that mean that she's not unchaste? Because, you know, maybe she's leaving Narayan." And then Venkatabhata is able to understand that particular point. And he says, "Yes, it's not that she's unchaste, she's the most chaste lady. However, what she's doing is wanting to associate with Narayan in another form." And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you got that one right. "However, my question," Lord Chaitanya is asking a rhetorical question, in other words, he knows the answer to it. He says, "My question is, in spite of executing austerities for many, many millions of years to attain the favor of the Lord in Vrindavan, Lakshmi is not allowed to enter into the rasa dance. Why is that?" And Venkatabhata said, "That's above my pay grade." Of course, he didn't use those words. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, because Lakshmi was attached to the opulent mode of worship in the Vaikuntha planets. Opulent mode of worship means you worship Krishna, I wouldn't say quite in a fearful way, or although Lakshmi is very subservient to Lord Vishnu, but in awe and reverent way. And so that mood has to be sacrificed in order to enter into Vrindavan. And Lakshmi was not ready to give up that opulent mode of worship. And that can be equated to someone who's very attached to Vaidhi. When it comes time to start Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga means spontaneous bhakti, but some people are just very attached to it being rule and regulation. And you can actually see that Prabhupada's preaching success was there because he is a Raghunuga Bhakta. He was actually, you know, the God maker, but anyway, he was on the highest platform and doing things spontaneously, because he was able to understand which rules were simply details and which rules were actually priority, high priority, or principles, as we sometimes say. So he's able to distinguish the two. In Prabhupada's devotional service, it was not rule-based, it was bhakti-based. So that's the difference between the opulent mode of worship of the Lord and the Vrindavan mood. Vrindavan mood is bhakti-based, not rule-based. I'll give you an example of that in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. One time, Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda Das, wanted to massage Lord Chaitanya after Lord Chaitanya took prasadam. But Lord Chaitanya was lying down in the doorway, so Govinda Das could not get, Govinda, his servant, could not get to the proper position to massage Lord Chaitanya without stepping over him, which is a great offense. It breaks the rules. So what he did is he spread a cloth over Lord Chaitanya and stepped over him and massaged him, but didn't go back the other way to take prasad. Now Lord Chaitanya, when he came back to external consciousness, asked Govinda, why have you not taken prasad? And Govinda said, you know, I had to massage you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but you stepped over me to come in. And then Govinda said, for service, I'm willing to commit so many offenses, but for my own sense gratification, never. So that's the point. Not that we commit offenses for service. Don't take that literally. But for serving Krishna, sometimes there are secondary rules that have to be bent. And because Prabhupada did that, he was successful. He understood the difference. He wasn't a ritualistic, smarta Brahmin, like many people are. He thought, what's the best thing for spreading Krishna consciousness, which means utility is the principle, looks at the basis, utility is the principle, purity is the force. You understand? And preaching is the essence. Prabhupada really was concentrated on how to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, make people Krishna conscious. First rule, always remember Krishna. Second rule, never forget Krishna. Okay. Let's continue. Smeram Magitraya Parichitam Sachi Vishtirna Tristim Vamshin Yastadara Kishalayam Ujvalam Chandrakena Govindakyam Haritanam Mitakeshi Tirtho Pakante Ma Prekshitash Tabayati Sak Bandhu Sange Sti Yang Rangaha. My dear friend, this is from Rupa Goswami, of course. If you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshigat. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, appears very bright in the moonlight. This is a verse quoted from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-2-239, in connection with practical devotional service. Generally, people in their conditioned life engage in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love. This so-called love is lust, not love. But people are satisfied with such a false understanding of love. Vidyapati, a great and learned poet of Mithila, has said that the pleasure derived from friendship, society, and family life in the material world is like a drop of water, but our hearts desire pleasure like an ocean. Thus, the heart is compared to a desert of material existence that requires the water of an ocean of pleasure to satisfy its dryness. If there is a drop of water in the desert, one may indeed say that it is water, but such a minute quantity of water has no value. Similarly, in this material world, no one is satisfied in the dealings of society, friendship, and love. Therefore, if one wants to derive real pleasure within his heart, he must seek the lotus feet of Govinda. In this verse, Rupa Goswami indicates that one wants to be satisfied in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love. He need not seek shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda, for if one takes shelter under his lotus feet, he will forget that minute quantity of so-called pleasure. One who is not satisfied with that so-called pleasure may seek the lotus feet of Govinda, who stands on the shore of the Yamuna at Keshi Tirtha or Keshi Gata in Vrindavan, and attracts all the gopis to his transcendental loving service. It's like a sarcastic statement. If you really want to enjoy this material world, better not to go see Krishna. Better not to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Better not to go to Kirtan, because it'll spoil it for you. Sakshad Bhajendra Sutakite Nahihana Yevak Adi Kari Tanre Pratima Hena Jnana. Without a doubt, he is directly the son of the king of Braja. Only a fool considers him a statue. Se aparadetara nahi kanishtara gora narakete para ki baliva ara. For that offense, he cannot be liberated. Rather, he will fall into a terrible hellish condition. What more can I say? The purport. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has stated that those who are actually very serious about devotional service do not differentiate between the form of the Lord made of clay, metal, stone, or wood, and the original form of the Lord. In the material world, a person and his photograph, picture, or statue are different. But the statue of Lord Krishna and Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are not different because the Lord is absolute. What we call stone, wood, and metal are energies of the Supreme Lord, and energies are never separate from the energetic. As we have several times explained, no one can separate the sunshine energy from the energetic sun. Therefore, material energy may appear separate from the Lord, but transcendentally it is non-different from the Lord. The Lord can appear anywhere and everywhere he likes, because his diverse energies are distributed everywhere like sunshine. We should therefore understand whatever we see to be the energy of the Supreme Lord and should not differentiate between the Lord and his archa form made of clay, metal, wood, or paint. Even if one has not developed this consciousness, one should accept it theoretically from the instructions of the spiritual master and should worship the Archimurti or form of the Lord in the temple as non-different from the Lord. Also, it's mentioned that pictures or even those little murtis you get at the temple shop of Radha and Krishna, they're non-different from Radha and Krishna. So they should be respected. Of course, you don't have the standard that you do and so far as worshiping the deities in the temple, but they should be respected. For example, recently the devotees constructed a replica of Govardhan Hill in the temple, and they put a little cave, and they put this little plastic representation of Radha and Krishna in there. And that was during the summer. And then the weather changed, and it became cold and rainy, and water was getting into the cave. And I took the deities out. I took them out and I put them away. Why? Because the form of the Lord is not different from the Lord. I didn't want Krishna standing out there in the cold. I'm putting a coat on all the time, or in the rain. So we should understand that. Of course, we do have Girirajas out there all the time, but that's a little bit different. It's not that we're going to bring Govardhan Hill inside our house. Of course, we have Govardhan Shilas, but obviously you can't shield the whole hill of Govardhan from rain. Of course, there's no snow there. But sometimes there are icicles there, or hail. One time I was in Vrindavan, and these big hailstones, like about this big, were falling like baseball size from the sky and smashing windows and denting the metal on cars. It was frightening. The Padma Purana specifically mentions that anyone who thinks that the form of the Lord in the temple to be made of wood, stone, or metal is certainly in a hellish condition. Impersonalists are against the worship of the Lord's form in the temple, and there's even a group of people who pass as Hindus but condemn such worship, and I tell you who they are. You want to know? They're called Arya Samajis and also Brahma Samajis. very bad. They pass as Hindus. And of course, we don't even know what a Hindu is, but that's another issue. Their so-called acceptance of the Vedas has no meaning. For all the acharyas, even in the impersonalist, Sankaracharya have recommended the worship of the transcendental form of the Lord. So even the impersonalists, they worship the form of the Lord. Of course, they're thinking you have to transcend the worship of the form of the Lord, but still they recommend the worship of the Lord, or as mentioned here, impersonalists like Shankaracharya recommend the worship of five forms known as Panchopashana, which is simply a mental speculation, which include Lord Vishnu. Vaishnavas, however, worship the forms of Lord Vishnu in his varied manifestations, such as Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita, Ram, Rukmini, Krishna. Mayavadis admit that worship of the Lord's form is required in the beginning, but they think that in the end everything is impersonal. Therefore, since they are ultimately against worship of the Lord's form, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described them as offenders. But even worse are the Arya Samajis, who actually decry worship of the form at any stage. Ooh. And they do so many crazy things. I have a friend who is an Arya Samaji, and he went on a two-month Mona Vrata without speaking. Of course, it's probably better he didn't speak for 2 months for the rest of the world. So, actually, I shouldn't criticize that, because people who are nonsense should do Mona Vrata. It's actually ecstatic. We recommend it highly for everyone except for devotees. Everyone in this world should do a Mona Vrata, except for Krishna-conscious people. Srimad Bhagavatam has condemned those who think the body of the self as Boma Ijati. That means they worship the place of birth. Boma means earth, and Ijati means worshiper. Worshiper. There are two types, or two kinds of Boma Ijati, those who worship the land of their birth, such as nationalists, God bless America, who make many sacrifices for the motherland. What about the fatherland? And those who condemn the worship of the form of the Lord. One should not worship the planet Earth or land of his birth, nor should one condemn the form of the Lord, which is manifested in metal or wood for our facility. Material things are also the energy of the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada uses the example how an expert electrician can transform electrical energy from heating to cooling and then back the other way again. So Krishna can do that. He can transform matter to spirit, spirit to matter, whatever he likes to do. He's independent. Text 227. Hena ye govinda prabhu painu yanra haite tanhara chadana kripa ke pare varnite. Therefore, who can describe the mercy of the lotus feet of him, Lord Nityananda, by whom I have attained the shelter of this Lord Govinda? Vrindavane vaishayata vaishnava mandala Krishna Nama Parayana Paramamangala. All the groups of Vaishnavas who live in Vrindavan are absorbed in chanting the all auspicious name of Krishna and also Radha. Yanra Pranadhana Nityananda Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Bhakti Vine Nahe Jane Anya. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the life and soul of those Vaishnavas who do not know anything but devotional service to Shri Radha Krishna. Se Vaishnavara Pada Renu Tada Pada Chaya Adamere Dila Prabhu Nityananda Doya. The dust and shade of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas have been granted to this fallen soul by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Taha Sarva Labhyahoya Prabhura Vachana Se Suchai Tara Kala Vivarana. Lord Nityananda said, in Vrindavan, all things are possible. Here I have explained his brief statement in detail. Se sabapainu ami Vrindavane aya. Se sabalabhyaye prabhura kripaya. I have attained all this by coming to Vrindavan. And this was made possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan are Vaishnavas. They are all auspicious because somehow or other they always chant the holy name of Krishna. Even though some of them do not strictly follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, on the whole, they are devotees of Krishna and chant his name directly or indirectly. purposely or without purpose, even when they pass on the street, they are fortunate enough to exchange greetings by saying the name of Radha or Krishna. Radhe, Radhe. Thus, directly or indirectly, they are auspicious. The present city of Vrindavan has been established by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas since the six Goswamis went there and directed the construction of their different temples. Of all the temples in Vrindavan, 90% belong to the Gaudiya Vaishnava sect, the followers of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jayananda. And seven temples are very famous. The inhabitants in Vrindavan do not know anything but the worship of Radha and Krishna. In recent years, some unscrupulous so-called priests known as caste Goswamis have introduced the worship of demigods privately, but no genuine and rigid Vaishnavas participate in this. Those who are serious about the Vaishnava method of devotional activities do not take part in such worship of demigods. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas never differentiate between Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. They say that since Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha Krishna, he is not different from Radha and Krishna. But some misled people try to prove that they are greatly elevated by saying that they like to chant the holy name of Lord Gaura instead of the names of Radha and Krishna. Thus, they purposely differentiate between Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna. According to them, the system of Nadia Nagari, which they have recently invented in their fertile brains, is the worship of Gaura Lord Chaitanya, but they do not like to worship Radha and Krishna. They put forward the argument that since Lord Chaitanya himself appeared as Radha and Krishna combined, there's no necessity of worshiping Radha and Krishna. Rascals. Such differentiation by so-called devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered disruptive by pure devotees. Anyone who differentiates between Radha and Gauranga, Radha Krishna and Gauranga, is to be considered a plaything in the hands of Maya. There are others who are against the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking him mundane. But any sect that differentiates between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, either by worshiping Radha Krishna as distinct from Lord Chaitanya, or by worshiping Lord Chaitanya, but not Radha Krishna, is in the group of Prakriti Sahajas. People take things cheaply. Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, predicts in verses 225 and 226 that in the future, those who manufacture imaginary methods of worship will gradually give up the worship of Radha Krishna. And although they will call themselves devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they will also give up the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fall down into material activities. For the real worshippers of Lord Chaitanya, the ultimate goal of life is to worship Shri Shri, Radha, and Krishna. Okay, let's see who wants to read now. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, we got one person. Gopal. Okay, you are officially allowed to unmute yourself, Mr. Gopal.
Thank you, Gurudev. Text 233. Apanara kata liki nirlaja haiya nityananda gune likhaya unmata kariya. I have described my own story without reservations. The attributes of Lord Nityananda making me like a madman force me to write these things. Nityananda prabhura guna mahima apara Sahasravarane Shesha Nahi Paya Yanra. The glories of Lord Nityananda's transcendental attributes are unfathomable. Even Lord Shesha, with his thousands of mouths, cannot find their limit. Text 235. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, fifth chapter describing the glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram.
Jai, Lord Nityananda Balaram. And next we get to Advaita Acharya. So you can continue reading, Gopalji.
All right. Chapter 6, The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. The truth of Advaita Acharya has been described in two verses. It is said that material nature has two features, namely the material cause and the efficient cause. The efficient causal activities are caused by Mahavishnu, and the material causal activities are caused by another form of Mahavishnu, known as Advaita. That Advaita, the superintendent of the cosmic manifestation, has descended in the form of Advaita Acharya to associate with Lord Chaitanya. When he is addressed as the servitor of Lord Chaitanya, his glories are magnified, because unless one is invigorated by this mentality of servitorship, one cannot understand the mellows derived
from service.
From service to the Supreme Lord Krishna, from devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Text 1. Vande tam Shrimad Advaita Charyam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasadad Agyupi Tat Swarupang Nirupayet. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha Shloke Kahila Sri Nityananda Tatva Shloka Dwaye Kahi Advaita Acharyara Mahatva. In 5 verses, I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following 2 verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnur Jagadkarta Mayaya Srijat Yada Tasyavatara Evayam Advaita Acharya Ishvara. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam Hare Nadvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Sangshanat Bhaktavataram Ishantam Advaita Acharyam Ashriye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita, and because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Advaita Acharya Gosani Sakshat Ishvara Yanhara Mahima Nahe Jivera Gochara. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu Srishti Karena Jagat Adikarya Tanra Avatara Sakshat Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. Ye Purusha Srishti Stiti Karena Mayaya Ananta Brahmanda Srishti Karena Lilaya. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. Ichaya Ananta Murti Karena Prakash Eka Eka Murte Karena Brahmande Pravesha. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. Se Purushera Amsa Advaita Nahi Kichubeda Sharira Vishesha Tanra Nahika Vicheda. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha and so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of Purusha. Sahaya Karena Tanra Vaiya Pradhana Koti Brahmanda Karena Ichaya Nirmana. He, Advaitacharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, with whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. Jagat Mangala Advaita Mangala Guna Dhamma Mangala Charitra Sada Mangala Yanra Nama. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. Purport. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an Acharya, or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of the material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune, directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same, because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation, or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself, for such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge, one can attain the highest stage of perfection.
Okay, you can end there, Gopal. And I'll do a little explanation and see if we're going to do any more reading. So we're talking about Vishnu Tattva expansions, which are called Swamsa. And Jiva Tattva, that's us, Prabhuis, are called Vivinamsa. So Vishnu Tattva expansions are all the same person acting differently in different capacities simultaneously. I know he said that millions of times before, but I'll say it again just so you understand. Advaitacharya is not different from Lord Chaitanya. Advaitacharya is not different from Lord Nityananda. Just the same person acting in a different capacity. And as described here, Advaitacharya's capacity, the action, is to provide the ingredient cause for the material world. So there's a material cause, but he's not material. Let's say providing the materials. How about that? Just like you may go to, let's say, Home Depot, and the salesman there, of course, that Christian is not a salesman, may provide you the materials. So he's the material cause, but he's giving you the materials to construct something. So Krishna expands himself. In other words, Vishnu expands himself. Krishna expands himself as Vishnu. Vishnu expands himself to as one aspect creates or imbues the matter with energy, and another aspect creates the matter or manifests the matter, to be more precise. And that's Mahavishnu does both, but he has two aspects. That's why Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. I'm explaining that to you. Because Mahavishnu emanates the matter that is dull. How does he emanate? From the pores of his transcendental body and from his breathing. They come out as little bubbles. And then they expand. That's called a big bang for you scientists out there. And he looks at them and he zaps them with the living entities. It's very interesting. Someone's chat, someone's asking a question here. Oh, so it's Divyambar's offering obeisances. Haribo. So he actually zaps them, boom. And that's the efficient cause. It's called the efficient cause. So Mahavishnu does both those things. Got it? He creates the material cause and he provides the efficient cause. So Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu who creates the material ingredients. But also he's non-different from every other incarnation of the Supreme Lord, but it's just the Supreme Lord acting in that particular capacity. Remember that. Remember the example I gave the other day? It's like an expert dramatist. Like when Krishna plays the part of Lord Nrisingadev. What is Lord Nrisingadev? He's half man, half lion. That's Krishna. It's not different. Keshavadrita. Nadahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Shukara Rupa, Keshavadrita, Ramasharira, Keshavadrita, Haladara Rupa. These, of course, are verses I'm quoting from Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda, which has the Dashavatara shlokas within it. So it's Krishna doing all these things, not different, not different. So when we see Krishna doing these things, we see Krishna. Like, if you happen to be a gopi, you know, if you're fortunate to be a gopi, you're probably a bogey, not a gopi. But if you're fortunate to be a gopi, when you see Lord Nrisingadev, you say, hey, that's Krishna doing that. And if you're like Radharani, you can see through all of Krishna's disguises. She's expert. When Krishna tried to hide from Radharani with four arms, you know, two extra arms, and he thought, yeah, I'm going to hide from her. Krishna was able to hide from the other gopis. You know, the other gopis offered obeisances and said, where's Krishna? But when Radharani came, Krishna's extra two arms disappeared. And she saw, ah, he's trying to hide from me. She can't. Krishna can't hide from Radharani. Even she can smell him with the scent of Hari. Hari also means lion. So that's how a devotee sees. So when we hear about the Advaitacharya, we understand it's Krishna, he's Lord Chaitanya, he's Lord Nityananda, he's Nrisingadev, he's karma, all these different incarnations and personalities and expansions and everything. They're all the same. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, the mood of Radha and Krishna, then Nityananda, who is Balaram in the compassionate mood, and then Advaitacharya, who is in the mood of their servitor, are all the same person. But they forget that they're all the same person, or persons, or person. They forget so they can enact their pleasurable pastimes with each other. Just like Krishna. Like Krishna and Balaram, or Lord Ram. And then we have Lord Ram, Lakshman, Bart, and Shatrughna. They're all the same person. So here's Ram going through the forest, being aided by Lakshman. And they're the same person. Boy, people really like to interrupt me. Let me just... Don't harass. So they're all the same person, just acting differently. Simultaneously with each other and interacting with each other. That is so cool and interesting. Okay, so now we will allow you all to ask questions. Hold on a second. Let's see, unmute everybody, or allow you all to unmute. So who has questions?
Gurudev, it's Adidev Das.
Adidev, okay, shoot.
Yeah, I think in Gaurganash Deepika, it's mentioned that Advaita Acharya is also Lord Shiva.
Yeah, Sadashiva.
Yeah, can you shed some light on that, like Sadashiva and Vishnu?
Well, Sadashiva is the original Vishnu form in the spiritual world from who the Lord Shiva in this world expands. In other words, he's Vishnu Tattva. So, just like we have Vishnu expanding, okay, from Mahavishnu. You know that at the time of the implantation of the souls within this material world, or all the material worlds, Vishnu looks. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's someone not just, me, Gurudev.
Someone was just no. That was Govinda. He just blew his nose into the phone. So if you're gonna blow your nose, please don't put yourself on mute. It's not a pleasant sound. So anyway, so just like we described Mahavishnu, he saw Aishwarya. He looks at the material energy, and looking at the material energy, he implants the spirit souls within that material energy. By his glance. And that glance is known as what? Shambhu. So we find that Shambhu, Lord Shiva, at least one form of Lord Shiva, expands. Whoops. Thank you for telling me. We don't want you to see my beautiful ceiling. So that Shambhu expands, because sometimes I get so ecstatic the camera gets confused. With ecstasy. Even my camera is spiritual here. I go like that, and the camera goes, oh my God, what is he doing? It's a spiritual camera. So anyway, getting back to the point. So the Mahavishnu expands as Shiva. And so the form of Shiva in the spiritual world is known as Sada Shiva. So that's Vishnu Tattva. Does that explain that? Buddy?
So we are talking about the personalities in the beyond the
Vishnu Tattva personality is called Shiva. Shiva, the word Shiva is a name of Vishnu anyway. It's one of the names of Vishnu. Did you know
auspicious.
That? Auspicious. Means auspicious. Even the name Brahma is a name of Vishnu. What does the name Brahma mean?
Bliss.
What means the greatest?
Listen.
No, Brahma, not Brahman.
Oh, Brahma. Oh, okay.
Like Lord Brahma.
Yeah, greatest.
Brahmananda. You're thinking of Brahmananda, which means bliss of Brahman. Brahma means the greatest. So many of the names, even of the demigods, are names of Vishnu or Krishna. Aishwara. Mm. And Krishna's Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Satchitananda, Vigraha, Nadia. Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam.
And also, in the Advaita, so there's one more biography of Lord Advaita Acharya. It's mentioned that he's also a maidservant of Srimati Radharani.
Yeah, as an expansion, he's a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Just like, there was another personality I was thinking about.
Advaita Prakash, anyway. in the book Advaita Prakash.
Yeah. Well, Advaita Prakash, if you're reading the Advaita Prakash, that's not considered like as a very authoritative by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Many of these literatures, like Advaita Prakash and even the Bhakti Ratnakara, is considered to be, you know, I forget the exact words. Not necessarily not bona fide, but they're considered to be speculative. The Bhakti Ratnakara, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his disciples read the Bhakti Ratnakara, but he said there's a lot of hagiography in it. Okay, hagiography, that's a good word for you all. That's a new word for you all to learn today. Hagiography means like, but when you're talking about biography, particularly of saints, there's a lot of things that are made up. So, as far as the Dvaita chart, but, you know, at the same time, the many of these male devotees did have a gopi form in the spiritual world or male personalities. But Advaitacharya is Krishna himself. So I don't accept the Advaita Prakash as bona fide or as authoritative. I'm not going to say bona fide. That would not be proper. As authoritative as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't accept.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Guru.
Okay, so one other question. Oh, Champaka has her hand up, or is it she just, that was for reading? No, her hand's up. Who else wants to ask a question?
Gurudev.
Uh-oh. Praneshra.
Yes.
You're wearing saffron again? Looks like it.
No, that's too wet, Gurudev.
So you have a question?
It's like my question is from Bhakti Sandarva in which the Deepa Goswami said about this is not different from the Lord's and his form. So like in India, there's people is from Arya Samaj and other group, and also like Mayavadi. So how to deal with them and how to talk with them if they are differentiating from in the Lord's and the and his different form?
I would say stay away from them. Stay away from them. I don't really preach to people from the Arya Samaj. I just stay away from them because they're offensive. It's an offensive. See, the whole point of the Arya Samaj, like Dayananda Saraswati and others, and the Brahma Samaj, was that they were attempting to amalgamate all the religions in India so that people would get along. And in that attempt, they wanted to get rid of the aspects of the Vedic presentation that were offense that they considered made the Muslims upset. And this main thing that made the Muslims upset and the Christians upset was the worship of the deities. And so they came up with that philosophy with that intention, and it's highly offensive. It's highly offensive. Of course, I do have some friends who say they are Arya Samaj, but then they come to the temple and worship the deities. So they're not true Arya Samajis. But true Arya Samajis are envious rascals.
True.
So I would stay away from them. Because they're envious of the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord. They're just into what they consider the original Vedic rituals. Okay?
Yes, Gurudev.
One other question and then I have to go. Anyone else have a question? Yeah, Rishikesh.
Is there any difference between taking a darshan of a deity and having a direct darshan of the Lord, like Shakshat Darshan?
No, there's no difference. There's no difference. Because our consciousness, the problem is our consciousness is not pure. So we do not see Krishna there, nor if Krishna appeared before us would we see him. It is direct darshan, Sakshad Brajendra Nandana. So there's no difference. And one who is actually, I mean, like, you have these stories in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Sakshi Gopal, the deity walking across India, or you have the story of Ashira Chora Gopinath. And these stories actually occurred. I mean, this devotee in the Sakshi Gopal story was able to have a conversation and even have a debate with the deity and debate and win the debate. That's interesting. He won the debate with the deity, and he convinced the deity to walk all the way across India. He convinced Gopal to walk all the way in across India to follow him.
Then why this great acharyas, their poetry, in their song, they say, "Oh no, my Lord, when you'll be visible in the pathways of my eyes?"
Because what they're praying for is pure devotional service, and they do have pure devotional service out of humility. They're praying that they will actually see Krishna 100% as the deity. And see, you know, that's what they're saying, and they are seeing 100%. They're taking our position. Out of humility, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, I'm a materialistic rascal. Please take this sinner, Vishaya Durjana. He says, I am a low person, Durja, bad person. Please take this sinner weeping to your lotus feet. So that's the humility of a devotee. But the pure devotees, they are seeing Premanjana, Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santakshadaiva, Hridyeshu Vilokyanti. Okay, one other question. Gurudev, it's hard to conceive that the Lord forgets. Yes, it is hard to conceive. It is actually, when the Lord voluntarily forgets, because he wants to forget to taste rasa. Because unless he forgets, there's no tasting of rasa. If he remembers he's God, then you can't have an intimate relationship. And he can't feel all these different emotions that he wants to feel if he remembers he's God. Then it's just like, I'm God, I can do anything I want, everyone has to listen to me, don't talk back to me or else I'll blast you to bits of smithereens, you know. It's not so interesting being God. So it's better, more interesting, more pleasurable to actually forget if you're God. And then you can taste rus. And Gopal's shocked at that. Okay, we have to end now. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. See you tomorrow, same time.